is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Don Murdoch first started playing guitar as a young teen and loved performing the country classics we all know and love. He formed a band 10 years ago, and they played a lot of charity gigs and fundraisers. But Don always wanted to write and sing his own songs, like the legends who influenced him. He's recorded two songs that he wrote called Train Song and Look Into Your Eyes. The response from radio around the world has been very favorable, and he's getting quite a bit of airplay with those, and we're going to share the songs on the show today. I am happy to welcome Don Murdoch to In the Country. Hey, Don.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, doing just terrific. How are you?
I'm just doing just great, and thank you very much for having me on your show. Really looking forward to this.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah. I really appreciate you coming on. Looking forward to the songs we're going to share. Your style is very traditional. It's reminiscent of some of the great classic country songs we would know. Talk about first falling in love with country music and when that happened.
Well, that love affair with myself for country music, that goes way back in the day. I'm definitely going to be dating myself here when I'm talking about it. But, it's the early 50s for me. My next-door neighbor, we lived in the country, and my next-door neighbor had a guitar, and then we started singing all the tunes that we liked in the day. Johnny Horton was one of my favorite singers at the time. And then we just progressed and fell in love with Johnny Cash, like a lot of millions of people did over his career.
Yep.
And, Waylon and Willie and those boys and Merle Haggard. And I think, and then I also was, I fell in love with Elvis, too. So the combination of Elvis and Johnny and everything, I think sometimes it comes out in my voice, I think, what I'm thinking.
Yeah, definitely in Train Song, I hear influences of Johnny Cash in it, and I know our listeners will as well. Now, when you first started playing guitar at that point, did you stick with it, or did sort of life come along and you put the dream up for a while?
Yes. I got married at an early age. I had some children responsibilities, and that got on the back burner for a while. But we always played my whole life pretty well. But there was never any professionalism until later on in life, until we started getting out and doing some acts and gigs and that type of thing.
Yeah, it must be great to recently, now you've recorded these two songs. Nashville Musicians did the tracks, I understand, and then you recorded the vocals. That must be, I guess you'd call that a dream come true, to have these two songs ready now?
Yes, and that's one of the responses I got from one of my friends, too. It just says, like, Don, you're living your dream right now. And I certainly am with the caliber of play and how it all came about with my producers and all that and meeting them. And we're really, really looking forward to getting a great sound. And I told this gentleman could do that and produce that sound for me. And by the sound of the song, the Train Song, as you'll hear it, I'm sure you'll agree that it's top-notch musicians on that tune for sure.
Yeah, let's talk about the producers for a moment. Brian Dolph and Mary Lynn Neal. What can you tell us about them? I understand they're with the Cafe Music Group.
Yeah, we actually met them about a year ago now, and we're actually becoming great friends. And they're both members of CCMA, as well as myself. And Mary Lynn, I believe, is the youngest member of the CCMA, or was. And which was really good for me, because when I'm singing my songs in a recording studio, and I have a young lady over there with full of talent, great singer in herself. And she's only 14 years old, and give me that perspective. That really helped my my view of the tunes, too, and say, well, maybe there's a possibility it will meet a younger crowd, too, because she actually said she loved the Train Song. That's one of her good songs that she loves the best.
Isn't that great? Yeah, it's true. I mentioned your sound is traditional, but this is the type of music that a lot of young people embrace, because there are still a lot of fans out there, young ages, who love the classic sounds of country. So you're going to appeal to that demographic as well.
Yes. And I just say one more thing for my little friend there, Mary Lynn. I think hopefully she'd be a good candidate for your show coming up there today, one of these days.
That sounds. I'll keep her name in mind for sure. has she done any recording yet? Is she? Have you seen her perform
actually,
live? That kind of thing.
She's actually got one which she wrote, and I believe it's my daughter's prayer, and it was done very well last few years ago and last year, and I guess it's going to be released again tomorrow on her webpage, MySpace or Facebook webpage, and it's regards to the song that she wrote about her father. And she has another one that's coming out now, a Christmas tune, which is I Want a Boy for Christmas. And she has another one that's released on the same tracks as mine, as He's a Player. So, Mary Lynn, if you're listening, I'm giving you the plug there, baby.
A big shout out to Mary Lynn Neal. And the songwriting side of things, Don, when did you turn your interest to songwriting? So you started playing guitar. How long after that did you write your first song?
Actually, my first song I actually wrote when I was in my teens a long time ago. I started writing there. I may have got a little bit of that from my mother. She was a poet when she was alive and did pretty good in that side of it. So maybe I've got a little bit of that from my mom. But I always had some songs. And then later on here on these songs here, the train song and Look Into Her Eyes, that came about in the last 3 years or so. And then I wrote the train song, I believe, 2 years ago and just tried some home recordings with it and everything. And I tried to get it out the door and on myself as my little marketing campaign for MySpace and that type of thing, and got in touch with the publisher. And he actually gave me some really good advice. He said, and I think this is really strong advice for anybody that's trying to get into the business. He said, Don, he says, the quality of my first production, he says, you just didn't hear it in there. He says, like everybody else, you go, oh, no, that doesn't sound good. Like, where am I going to go from here? And then I just called back, and I just said, well, thank you very much, sir, for the advice. And then he put me in touch. He says, I'm really glad you thought of that. Just got to remember, it's all about the song. It's not personal because you're competing against the world. So if you can get a good product out there, you're going to have a better chance of making it happen. And
that's a great story because it shows that you definitely have to be able to take that constructive criticism as an artist and not, take it personally, as you said, and maybe let it get you down or make you want to give up. You just take what they said and apply it.
That's how I thought. Maybe if I was a little younger, I would have taken a negative, but where I am with my age right now and my experience is, I say this to my students, as you may know, but, no to me is an opportunity for improvement.
That's a great philosophy. Now, share with us the students. You're a professor at Durham College. Give us because that's quite interesting, along with your music, and obviously that's your day job. Talk to us about that.
Well, that started prior to that as a professional firefighter, and then I decided to do an entrepreneur stunt for a while, and then that didn't work out, so I went back to school and upgrade my education a little bit, and while I was at school, I came up with an idea of teaching firefighters. Maybe there's an opportunity for that because that was my knowledge background from then. And so I took that to Durham College, and they agreed to go with it, and we did that for about 15 years or so. And it's a lot of
pretty great that you can pass on that knowledge that you learned on the job to new firefighters coming up.
And And one benefit for me, too, as a teacher or have an idea or a dream when you're walking around the fire halls today, you see a lot of your students that are full-time firefighters. And so they're successful there. So there's a lot of success stories in that business, and we're really pleased to be part of it.
That's a great thing. Now, do your students know about this other life you have, the musical life?
Yes, they do, and they're actually really excited about it, to see the old boy getting on radio and all that type of thing. So they're they're really supportive of it, actually this Christmas we're going to get together with all the students and have a little bit of a sing-song because there's about 8 or 9 people that play guitars and everything, so I want to do a little gig with them and just have a lot of fun. And I just know, and Dave, I'm sure that you're just like me, you see so many people that have so much talent out there, and you just say, Canada is just full of people that can sing and carry a tune, and good luck to all of us because I think we've got a lot of talent in this country.
Definitely. There's great country Canadian talent out there. And, yeah, it's a matter of getting recognized and the right people finding you. Let's share the song now. This is Train Song, and you talked a bit about it earlier. You want to share any insight into the song or what inspired you when you wrote it? And then we're going to share it with our listeners.
Well, it was two parts. Part of it was my own personal journey I had at the time. And another one, I was saying, how can I have this relate to a lot of people that I see? Because where I am at the school, you see the GO train go back and forth constantly all day long on the 401 there, going into
right.
the city. And I'm just saying, you know, how many people come out of the Toronto or come out of a big city, regardless where they live, and are just totally frustrated with what happened at work or whatever, and just wanting to get away from it all. Give me 24 hours to release my pain. So
that's great. And how long did the song take you to write?
Like most songs, it's I think the idea comes from you have the gist of it all done in about 8 or 9 minutes, right? And it's just
yeah.
getting it down and just finalizing a lot of the fine points in it. Then later on, when we got producing everything, we just made a few changes so it'll all work with the product that we want to have as an end result. So.
Nice. Well, let's share the song now. We got lots more to talk about when we come back, Don. Right now, this is Don Murdoch and Train Song here on In the Country.
Well, I'm hopping this train, I'm gonna ride my blues away. Hopping this train, I'm gonna ride my blues away. Well, I've had it up to here, and I'm heading out of town today. Said it's 7:30 southbound, she's coming into town. I said it's 7:30 southbound, she's coming into town. Well, the click-clack of those rails, and I'll be on my way. Going into town and I'll be sitting on my favorite stool. I said I'm going back home, I'm going to be sitting on my favorite stool. Going to drink this place dry and I'm going to be nobody's fool. This morning, boy, she was quite a night. I said, I'm waking up this morning, boy, she was quite a night. Who knows who's lying beside me, but this hangover's giving me quite a fight. It's 7:30 northbound, she's heading out of town. I said it's 7:30 northbound, she's heading out of town. Well, it clicks back with those rails and I'll be on my way.
Ontario country artist Don Murdoch, and that is called Train Song. It's got a really great sound to it, Don. It just sounds so classic.
That's I'm really impressed the way it the final product turned out, and most of the compliments I'm getting on the songs through my YouTube or Facebook or anything like that, people have heard it. They're made it a little bit to Johnny Cash, but not all the way. So, like they say, you don't sound a lot like, don't sound always like him or that. But that's kind of feel for that song, and they just like that type of music. And I've had, I don't know all the exact numbers, but it was all 100% positive feedback on that particular song anyway, which I'm really pleased. It's just like
nice. And share with us a bit about the stories to do with sending the songs off to radio and the response you've had, because you're getting airplay in quite a few places around the world, which has got to be quite exciting for you.
Yeah, through our partnership with Cafe Music there, and with Brian Dolph there and Marilyn Neal, we decided to see if we can get it released. And through Brian's connections, we had it sent out to over, released in, I believe it was July 1st and July 7th in that area, the 2,000 radio stations in 26 countries internationally. And it was kind of really cool when you're doing this and then you're seeing somebody actually pick it up and play it. And then like we're watching right. The ads every week. Like it's just phenomenal because since July, and I guess by the time the radio stations get it, now we're just in the first November. And then as of last week, I just had, I believe, 1,898 radio stations pick it up, or ads. So I guess it told
us
we got quite a lot of spins, actually.
That sounds terrific. And we've got another of your songs coming up in just a short bit, a love song. But another song that you wrote called Highway of Heroes, and this was inspired by somebody that your mother knew. Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, that was sort of ironic now, like tomorrow's Remembrance Day, but I had an uncle that died in World War II and at 17 years old on the beaches in France, and I never got to know him. But when I was born, I was there, and we used to go to the Cenotaph and all that all the time every Remembrance Day. And so I was just coming home in the 401 there, and I seen the the soldiers traveling along the Highway Heroes, the 401, and going home to downtown Toronto. And I'm saying, you know, why not have, is there something I can do there? And it just came to me one night because I seen the helicopter flying down the 401 waiting to see where the procession was. And so that just came to me that night, I should write that. And so I wrote the Highway of Heroes tune about, I think it was 2008. I never recorded or released it professionally because I didn't want to make any money on it or whatsoever. I just wanted to have a little bit of a tribute for me and for my mother's brother that she never had a chance to have come home either.
Yeah, for sure. Great song. I've had a chance to hear your studio version of it, your home studio version. Playing live, what is that like, Don? Do you get a chance to get out very often and perform around for people and get some response with your songs and your cover songs?
We actually did that the other day. Speaking of that, last Friday, we did a charity event for the United Way at the school, and I just grabbed my one of my fellow band members. We haven't played together for about 18 months, and we were asked if we could do a little bit of a charity gig, and so we ended up doing about 2.5-3 hours, and I had a chance to play my my songs, and the crowd that was there, they just loved it. And actually I had a couple people come up later and ask me the same question: are you playing live? Because I really like the way you're singing and performing. I'd really like to be able to come and see you. And so speaking of that too, I was just yesterday I was saying, well, how am I supposed to play live in Ontario and have the quality of music that's being recorded down in Nashville without bringing these guys up here? And so I went and knocked on a couple of doors, one of the people here, so I played the Train Song for him. He owns his own steel company here in Canada. And he's a really popular person in steel there, steel guitars. And he just got right up and just started playing right along with his Zuzak and have something to do with that. So I'm
Hey, great.
Sort of hoping to hopefully we can get together. There's he has a band. It's all professional musicians, and they play down in Nashville and with such people as Dwight Yoakam and all that type of thing. So if there's any opportunities, I can keep focusing on that. And maybe I could have the similar live band with that type of caliber up here when we go and play. And that's what I'm looking for.
That sounds great. I know that our listeners, if they get a chance, will love to see you perform whenever you have a chance to do that. Let's turn to some new music, another brand new song from you called Look Into Your Eyes, which is also getting good response at the stations you've sent it out to. And this is a love song. What can you tell us about the song, Don?
I first wrote that a couple of years ago. A friend of mine was getting married, him and his wife. They've been together like lots of middle-aged couples have been lived together for about half a dozen years, decided to finalize it and get married. And he asked me to play a little song for him at his wedding. So I wrote this song for them in mind, but I also wrote it twofold. For me, because I was saying, and this is like my interpretation of what I was trying to write at the same time, men, if in my judgment only, have a hard time expressing themselves. We all do it. We feel it. We feel the love for our loved ones, but sometimes we don't have the tendency to just be able to come up and tell them every 2 minutes, maybe sometimes, that how much we actually do love them. And so I thought I'd throw it all in the song and say, well, this. You know, for me, the most part, this is men's actual feelings, but they just don't say it every 2 minutes, and that's my view only.
That's great.
I don't
want to
be going too
much.
I don't want to get men in trouble here.
Yeah, exactly. That's okay. They're going to enjoy the song. This is Don Murdoch, and Look Into Your Eyes here on In the Country.
Correct you in a way
Don Murdoch and Look Into Your Eyes here on In the Country. Don, that sounds terrific, and I especially love the fiddle on that. It adds such a nice touch to it.
Yeah, that's excellent job on that. That was the first one we actually recorded, and then we released the train song. But no, we just released that in the stations around the world. We're just getting that now, and so we're at in 2 weeks we're at 100 radio stations playing it. So that's really pretty good figures, really impressive figures as far as I'm concerned in less than 2 weeks.
Oh, that's terrific. What about if our listeners are interested in purchasing these songs? Are they available yet for that, or are you working towards a full record?
They're all available, and it's on iTunes. We have
great.
It through there on the website there. You can just Google Don Murdoch, and they'll all come up on iTunes and Napster and all of that. It's all available on my and also on my MySpace page and my Facebook page as well.
Terrific. Now, are you working towards, you've got these two songs now, doing some more songs and eventually maybe putting together an EP or a CD?
Yes, we are. I have another one that is done now. It's not been released yet. And we're probably going to be releasing that in about a month or so. And we're also going to be working together on we're going to be co-writing one with Brian and Mary Lynn and the other on a song that we're looking forward, really excited about. We got a
great
topic, and we're really looking forward to that. And plus, I have another half a dozen songs ready to go to. It's just a matter of fact of getting in the studio and working with the producers and see how we want to move forward.
Terrific. What about classic cover songs? I know you love the legends and the songs. Do you have a favorite classic song you like to sing when you perform?
Well, one of the ones I've been really liking now is it's one of my favorites. I like Alan Jackson. Not a classic, like you want to go way back to the Merle Haggard days, but Johnny Cash is obviously I sing quite a lot. Here's a Train a Coming, that one.
Yeah, great song.
That one, Folsom Prison Blues, sorry. That one, Alan Jackson, I love him. Merle Haggard, you know, Send Me Back Home Where I Belong, that's another one. One of the ones I've been really interested in and I'm learning with, and the beauty of the Internet and YouTube and all that stuff, you can actually, so I'll say to my wife sometimes, and she'll say, who are you playing with tonight? I say, oh, yeah, Jeannie Watson, you know. And you hear the voice and you just see the talent on and then the Vince Gill and all these people like that. And it is, my, oh, my, oh, my, what talent these have. So I try to sing their songs just to improve the quality of where I am, too. I do that on a nightly basis, too, just trying to improve my singing, too.
That's a great way to do it. Don, we're just about out of time, and I just want to take a few moments and just thank you so much for coming on the show, sharing these songs, and I wish you all the best. It sounds like things are going great, and I wish you continued success with getting your songs out there.
Thank you, Dave, for allowing me to share this moment with you. And if I can, I'd just like to thank all the DJs around the world that are playing their songs, and some of the ones in Canada, too. It's released in Canada, so if any Canadian DJs are listening to them, please go to your DMSD files or whatever you call it and pick it up.
Definitely.
Thank you very much.
We'll encourage them to do that. We want to get your music out there even more. Thanks, Don. Have yourself a great night.
Thank you, sir. Bye for now.
My guest today has been Don Murdoch, and we heard a couple of the songs, Train Song and Look Into Your Eyes. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.